Hi everyone, welcome back to the Trainland B2 podcast. I'm Matthew.
Yeah, and I'm Johnny. Well, today we have a sweet episode lined up for you because we are talking about chocolate.
I've been looking forward to this one, Johnny. And not just any chocolate, we're celebrating International Chocolate Day. It's a great excuse to indulge in your favorite chocolate treats.
But we're not just talking about chocolate. Today, we'll learn an important grammar point for your English. So you learn about the use of to and enough.
Very good. So you'll see how to talk about amounts, quantities, and sufficiency in everyday situations. And we'll also show you how to avoid those common mistakes.
All right, so grab a chocolate bar, or two, or three, and let's get started.
Okay, great.
So, well, let's see. Go on.
I was just going to say the setting. Wow, ¿dónde estamos, Johnny?
Oh, en una degustación de chocolate, amigo.
Okay.
I wish.
I know, huh? And there's no chocolate in this room, so I don't know.
No, I have no chocolate around.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Wow, look at all these chocolates. I don't think I've ever seen so many.
I know, right? Some of these truffles are huge, almost too big to eat in one bite.
And some of them are too sweet for my taste. You know, I like something a bit darker.
Yeah, me too. I don't have enough chocolate for all the people here, though.
But don't worry, we can share. Hey, but wait, this caramel chocolate is so creamy. You have to try it.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is such a delicious chocolate. I think I've eaten too much already.
Really? I've just had enough. But these dark chocolate bars are just strong enough to enjoy without being overwhelmed.
I'm impressed. Some of these chocolate textures are so smooth, I could eat them all day, Matthew.
Oh, Johnny, and the variety, man. Some are too bitter, and there are some that are too sweet. And some are sweet enough without being sickly.
I think chocolate tasting is serious business. You have to know when it's too much and when it's enough.
Exactly, Johnny. And I love trying chocolates from different countries. Did you know Belgium, Switzerland, and Ghana produce some of the best chocolate in the world?
Yes, and the flowers are so different. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, even ruby chocolate.
Wow.
Each one has just enough bitterness or sweetness to enjoy.
Okay, good. There we go. Well, I think that's enough chocolate, no?
No, no necesito chocolate, Matthew.
All right, well, let's break down what we just heard. Remember, today we're learning about to and enough.
That's right. So let us start with to. You have to add adjective, adverb, and it means more than necessary, too much. So, for example, we said in the conversation, this chocolate is too sweet for me. You could also say something like, well, some truffles are too big to eat in one bite. I think I said that also
during
the conversation. And also, although I'm not sure if you really can say something like this, I've eaten too much chocolate already. I'm not sure if I would ever say something like
that. I can't imagine a situation where you'd say that. No, you're right.
So notice that to always becomes before the adjective or the adverb.
Right, great, Johnny. Now, enough usually comes after the adjective or the adverb, so the opposite of to. And enough means sufficient or adequate. And we had a few examples in the conversation. For example, these dark chocolate bars are just strong enough to enjoy. Or this crazy phrase that we're never going to use, I've had enough chocolate for now. And I think there was one more, the caramel chocolate is sweet enough without being sickly. Now, the great thing with this is you can also use enough with a noun. So, for example, I don't have enough chocolate, and chocolate being our noun. Or do we have enough truffles for the tasting?
Good. So, and don't forget so plus the adjective and adverb, or such plus the noun. That expresses a different thing. It expresses intensity or cause and effect. So, for example, you can say something, this chocolate is so creamy that I can't stop eating it. Or it's such a delicious chocolate that I need another piece.
Yeah, good examples, Johnny. And a few more from the dialogue. Some chocolates are so smooth that they melt instantly in your mouth. So smooth. And with such, it's such a rich chocolate that one bite is enough for me.
Good. So remember, two, excess. Enough, sufficiency. And so and such, intensity with the effect. But let us talk about a common mistake. Matthew, I don't know if your students maybe have had this situation. Yeah. But it's, well, should I use so or should I use to? Learners sometimes make mistake when using to and so. So when we use to, we are talking about things that are negative. So we can see these sentences here, no? So I'm too happy. No, come on, you can't say that's a negative thing. You would say I'm so happy, right? So it would be strange to say that you are too happy.
Yeah.
It means you want to be less happy. Yeah? So then that's an idea. Or I have too many friends. Come on. you would never have too many friends, no? I have so many friends. So then that's a little bit a common mistake that we wanted just to share with you.
Yeah, that's really useful, Johnny. I know many learners get confused with that. Bueno, perfecto. Así que ahora tenemos una pregunta para los oyentes. Aquí está un reto para vosotros.
Muy bien. Así que imagina que estás degustando chocolate como estábamos haciendo Matthew y yo. Y ¿cómo dirías en inglés? Que este chocolate es demasiado dulce para mí. Repetimos la frase, ¿eh? Este chocolate es demasiado dulce para mí.
Muy bien, muy bien. Pues escribe tu frase en los comentarios, por favor. Y mira, hoy puntos extra. Oh, y puntos extra si usas so o such para dar ese toque de intensidad.
Muy bien, fantástico. Okay.
Bueno, si estás disfrutando este podcast, asegúrate de dar like, suscríbete y activar la campanita para que no pierdas ningún episodio.
Muy bien. Y si quieres practicar inglés con un profesor, pues entonces puedes visitar nuestra web. Aquí la tienes, en www.trainland.com. Ahí podrás encontrar un campus online, cientos de herramientas, flashcards, juegos, cursos que te están esperando y tienes cursos donde puedes aprender con cualquiera de tus profes preferidos, de aquí también de los podcasts. Así que te estamos esperando para que aprendas inglés con nosotros.
Hey, fantastic, Johnny. Muy bien. Así que visita trainland.com y lleva tu inglés al siguiente nivel.
Muy bien. Así que, Matthew, International Chocolate Day. Oh, this is celebrated all over the world.
Well, Johnny, let's talk about where chocolate comes from. I was surprised, actually, when I looked at this. The main cocoa-producing countries are Ghana, Ivory Coast, Ecuador, Nigeria, and Brazil. Seems that these countries provide the beans that chocolatiers all over the world use.
And the best chocolate is often produced in Belgium, Switzerland, France, and Germany. They focus on quality and flavor rather than quantity.
Exactly. I think Belgian chocolates are famous, aren't they? And there's so many different flavors. You can have milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. You mentioned before, Johnny, ruby chocolate. I've never had that. And even chocolates with exotic ingredients like chili, sea salt, or orange.
Yeah. And have you noticed how chocolate's texture changes the experience? So smooth chocolate, for example, melts differently than grainy chocolate, and that affects how sweet or bitter it tastes.
That's true. For example, a chocolate bar from Switzerland might be just sweet enough to enjoy without being overwhelming, whereas a dark chocolate bar from Ghana could be so bitter that you need a sip of milk to balance it.
And let's also talk about festivals. Well, in the UK, you have the Abergavenny Food Festival in Monmouthshire. in Ludlow, food festivals in Shropshire, is that? And the I think you should have.
I think these names are invented. I don't do they really exist?
Are these names really English? All the Aldeburgh food and drink festivals in Suffolk. All of them apparently feature artisan chocolates and desserts.
Okay, well, I'm going to Ireland and the West Cork Food Festival, which is famous for its artisan chocolates. And then in the US, where you have the Maine Lobster Festival, which includes chocolate desserts as part of its food stalls.
Mm. And did you know that single origin chocolates are a big trend? Well, they highlight the unique flavors of beans from one country or even one plantation. So, for example, Ecuadorian chocolate often has floral notes, while Ghanaian chocolate is more robust and earthy.
Wow, okay. And the cacao percentage matters too, because milk chocolate is somewhere between 30 to 40% cacao, whereas dark chocolate can be up to 70% or more. And white chocolate is mostly cacao butter and sugar.
Yeah, and finally, chocolate is also a cultural symbol. In Belgium, for example, it's a craft with centuries of history. In Switzerland, chocolate is associated with luxury and precision. And in Latin America, cacao has been used for thousands of years, so not just as food, but in rituals, for example.
Wow, there you go. So when you enjoy your piece of chocolate today, remember, it's not just delicious, but it's rich in history, culture, and geography.
Fantastic. Well, let us see then the question from the section that we asked before. So the word or the sentence was, este chocolate es demasiado dulce para mí, no? So let's see the correct answer to this. It would be something like, this chocolate is too sweet for me. You know? But as we mentioned, no, just we asked our friends also to use so, such, no, or enough. So other options could be, this chocolate is sweet enough for me, or it's so sweet that I can't eat more, or is such a delicious chocolate that I need another piece. That sounds logical.
That sounds like a good one. Yeah, Johnny, that one is one to remember.
Yeah, that's my favorite, I think.
Well done. Well, notice how two shows excess. And remember, we said if you have a sufficient, we use enough, and we can use so and such to show intensity and also the effect. Okay, so it's your turn. Make a sentence, please, using two or enough about a dessert or maybe a chocolate that you've tried recently.
So leave it in the comments, and we will feature some of your answers in our next episodes.
Fantastic. Well, Johnny, today we've covered a lot of ground. We learned how to use two and enough with adjective, adverbs, and nouns. And we even combined them with so and such to give more intensity.
That's right. And in our next episode, we will tackle words that sound similar but have different meanings. So confusing words that B2 learners often mix up.
Wow. Okay, so look out for that one. Remember, you can practice all of these lessons on trainlang.com and join our online campus.
That's right. So remember, just enter in trainlang.com. You can get fantastic teachers, also fantastic courses, and you have also just our campus, and you have podcasts as well. But you have a you got a school that really loves teaching English. So I think you will enjoy just learning with us. So please visit and ask for a class. Bueno, amigos, thanks for listening, and see you in our next episode. Matthew.
Thanks, Johnny. See you later, guys.
Bye.